Hello, my name is Dr. Samuel Kim.
And I'm Sharon Kim.
And welcome to Research Sense for Korean American Therapy, a podcast that removes barriers and gives you a rundown of the latest Korean American mental health research.
This study is called A Meta-Analytic Review of Asian American Life Satisfaction, written by Christina Tran, Ashley Bennett, Ariel Jackson, Hannah Proctor, and Christy N. Scollin. This was written in 2023. So, Dr. Sam, what is the study about?
Yeah, it's a fairly recent study, 2023. I mean, it puts it pretty much hot off the presses. I think there's a lot of aspects to this that I want to explain for our listeners, but I think a good starting point is just to ask you, Sharon, are you happy and satisfied with your life?
I think that question, there are so many different ways to answer it, but in general, yes, I think I am.
Yeah, and that's a good question for our audience too. If someone were to just come up to you and say, are you satisfied with your life? Are you happy with your life right now? Just take a moment and think about and how you would answer that question. It's a very, very broad and big question. It's so big and broad that I'm kind of surprised, Sharon, that you didn't ask me, what do you mean by happiness and life satisfaction? Because it's so big. And you might get the sense of, well, why are psychologists asking such big questions? Aren't we more interested in like little nitty gritty stuff? Like how many friends you have? Does that lead to happiness? How many connections do you have? Do you have good, healthy habits? Do you have a job that you find meaningful? Don't we want to look at all of these little slices of things? And yes, there are studies that look at that. And we've even looked at some social support studies in the past. But what's really important is to think about these broad overarching ideas of just, are you satisfied and happy? Because we can't possibly look at every single variable that's out there. Some of our listeners may be familiar with life satisfaction or like the happiest countries in the world, or they rank those out. And oftentimes they're asking questions like they do from these kinds of measures, where they ask questions about life satisfactions. And interestingly enough, the measure that they looked at for this study had only 5 questions on it. So it wasn't a super long study either.
I don't know about you, but I'm all for how do you measure something, right? So like you said, life satisfaction is such a broad thing. So when they said, oh, let's see the life satisfaction of Asian Americans, immediately I said, what kind of questions do you ask to measure life satisfaction? And so the satisfaction with life scale, SWLS, has only 5 items, like you mentioned, and I had to look those up. I was like, okay, so what are those 5 questions? I'm not going to read all of them, but one of them says, I am satisfied with my life, period. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Another one is, so far, I have gotten the important things I want in life, period. Like, do you agree or disagree? And so I was really interested in seeing how do you measure life satisfaction? What are some of the questions that all these people were asked? And then overall, how did Asian Americans do?
You're completely right. These are such broad and subjective things. But really what the life satisfaction measure is getting at is subjective. It's how do you feel about your life right now? And what the researchers have done and found that these items are the best way to get in touch with this. And it's not the end all be all. This is not like the one survey to end all surveys, but it just gives us a little snapshot of how someone's doing overall. And with that, we can now look at other things that are related with this. Like, yeah, the number of friends, how meaningful you find your work to be. Do you have good health? All these things now we can look at, is there a relationship between that and life satisfaction? Now, that's one aspect of the study. The other aspect of the study, if you were listening carefully to Sharon reading out the title, is she said meta-analytic review, and you're probably thinking, my gosh, what does that word mean? Well, we've looked at a few meta-analyses in the past, and essentially meta-analyses are just gathering a whole bunch of studies on a specific topic that have been done over time, and they pull it together to see, overall, is there really an effect or is there really a difference in certain groups? So one of the things that this study wants to do with that meta-analysis is first look at life satisfaction amongst Asian Americans, and then look at all these studies that have been done where they compare Asian Americans with European Americans.
I think this study is really significant in many ways, but one of the things is that most of the well-being literature is focused on Western educated, industrialized, rich, democratic samples, and they call them weird samples, WEIRD samples. I love that acronym. It's like, yes, wow, what a weird sample. No. And so researchers now are increasingly interested in what are some of the cultural differences amongst our American peers, and what are the differences that culture plays in all of this. And so the researchers of this study wanted to find out, how do Asian Americans do in relation to life satisfaction in comparison to European Americans? And does the Asian American culture play a role in the life satisfaction of Asian Americans? And they asked this question of culture because previous studies have shown that culture has a stronger impact on happiness than where you live, the geography, which was really mind-blowing when I read that.
It's big, and the culture that you have is often carried with you. So one example of this I think about is I have some relatives in my family, I won't name whom, just in case any one of them hears this episode. They have this strong belief that Korea is right now what it was like when they immigrated from the country. So they're thinking of Korea back in the 60s and the 70s and how it was struggling to rebuild itself after the Korean War and all the things that were happening at that time. They still see it as that, even though the country has changed completely, there's still that kind of mentality. And so I think a lot of Korean Americans who have immigrated to the U.S. carry along with them a lot of aspects of their cultures. Maybe they don't carry that mindset, but they do carry a lot of aspects of their culture. So one of the things that this paper talks about is that amongst Asian Americans, there is a set of things that they've noticed that could affect life satisfaction. It's not just that you live in a certain part of the country or if you live in a certain part of the world, but it is what sort of culture you carry with you. And the first one they talk about is collectivism. So do you prioritize your family, the group that you're in, and you think about what you want to do, but also how does that help with the family? You know, that kind of thinking is prevalent amongst Asian Americans. And there is some evidence to show that collectivism or that perspective does have a relationship with life satisfaction. The studies have demonstrated that those who have collectivistic thinking tend to have lower levels of life satisfaction.
That was really interesting to read, that collectivism can negatively impact your life satisfaction. Another factor that the researchers were looking at is, does the level of acculturation to the U.S. So how acculturated and integrated are you to the U.S. culture? And does that impact your life satisfaction? This is because previous research has shown that immigrants who have a more integrative perspective, where they are more acculturated to the U.S. culture, have higher life satisfactions than those who have a conflicted identity. So they have like, no, I am Korean and I'm going through this identity crisis, right? Then they tend to have lower life satisfaction.
Yeah, and that makes complete sense. If you just don't feel like you belong somewhere or that you are a perpetual stranger in a place, you're not going to feel all that great. Another variable that they talked about that might influence life satisfaction amongst Asian Americans is generational status. So depending on which group, are you part of an older generation that came in or a later generation? And then let's not forget, there are intergenerational conflicts that we have talked about numerous times on this podcast. But all of that can contribute to life satisfaction.
Income and education were other factors that affect and predict life satisfaction. So higher levels of education and income are associated with higher levels of life satisfaction. And then lastly, they looked at discrimination. So do you perceive that you're being discriminated against while living in the U.S.? Because that can negatively impact your well-being.
And these are all guesses based on some studies that have been done thus far. So I want to be very clear, this research study that we're going over, they did not go out and survey people. They did not go find Asian Americans, European Americans. They're looking at previous studies who have looked at Asian Americans and life satisfaction to see if there's some sort of overall trend that occurs within this group. As far as the authors know, this is the first meta-analysis to be done on Asian Americans and life satisfaction. And that's pretty remarkable, thinking it's 2023 is the first time we're looking at life satisfaction action in Asian Americans as a meta-analysis. When they do this kind of study, instead of serving a whole bunch of people, they're going out and looking for every paper they can that covers this topic. And thankfully, with the invention of the internet and computers, it's much easier to do this now than back in the days when we had to get the periodical index and look up stuff. So in the initial round, they found, was it 237 articles that could potentially be related to this topic? And then they went through each and every single one of these, the title, the abstracts. If it wasn't clear through that, they would likely go through and read the papers themselves to see, is this something that would fit? And they have all the criteria set out and all the reasons of why they included certain papers and not included certain papers. So if you're really super, super interested in how they did that, I will provide a link for the article in the description of the podcast. You're welcome to go check out the paper and take a look at it, but we're not going to spend our time talking about all the inclusion exclusion criteria. I think what you need to know for now is that it includes Asian Americans and it's about life satisfaction.
So they came up with, after doing that funnel work, right? So they found 237 articles and then they cut down a lot of articles that didn't fit their criteria. It resulted in a final sample of 36 papers. And with those 36 papers, they did an analysis of, okay, so what is the general trend of life satisfaction among Asian Americans? And what they found was, across all studies, Asian Americans report a mean score of 22.66. That doesn't mean a lot right now to you listeners, but what the 22.66 means is generally slightly satisfied with your own life. But it's also important to note that this is the mean score. So it goes as low as 16.6, which is slight dissatisfaction with life, to as high as 27.75, which is high satisfaction with life.
And to provide a little bit more of an anchor, it's a 7-point Likert scale. So the lowest score you could possibly get on this survey is a 7, and the highest being a 35. And so having an average, as Sharon had mentioned, of 22.66 across, that's roughly about halfway-ish, a little bit more than halfway, so they're slightly satisfied with their own life. What's really interesting is, so one thing we didn't mention is that there's kind of two parts of the study. So one part, they just looked at any study that had life satisfaction in Asian Americans, and that's the 36 papers that they found. And they were also trying to see, like, hey, did they look at kind of like other factors that might predict life satisfaction and stuff, like the collectivism, acculturation, stuff that we had just talked about? And they didn't find anything across all of them. Now, I want to kind of temper that. Doesn't mean that, oh, nothing else has any effect on life satisfaction of Asian Americans. More so, we don't have all the data for it because there was only 36 studies. And not all of them looked at every single one of these components. That said, just as much as we don't have enough data, it could also be a promising look to say, make the argument that shows how diverse Asian Americans are, that we have a lot of differences. I mean, just think about it, Asian Americans who grew up in large cities around strong Asian American communities to those who might grow up in rural areas that where they might not even seen an Asian until much later in life. There's lots of differences that can be seen through that.
Another thing that the researchers found was when they compared the studies of Asian American life satisfaction to those of European Americans, they found that Asian Americans have a mean satisfaction of 22.32 and European Americans report a mean of 24.18. So across all studies, Asian Americans tend to report a lower life satisfaction than European Americans, but the 22 to 24 range is actually, they're both slightly satisfied with their own lives, which matches the average level of life satisfaction in the US.
Another thing they found is something called Cohen's D, which is an effect size measure. And that doesn't tell us if the statistical outcome is significant. Is this really representative of the larger group? Or is it by chance we just found the ones that happen to be different? But the effect size is more of how big is this difference? Is this something that it's not really that big a deal? Or is this something like we need to take a closer look at? And the effect size was a Cohen's D of -0.5, if I remember correctly. And I don't want to get into too heavy statistics because just in case any of our listeners are driving a car or something, I don't want them to fall asleep from my stats lecture. But one small thing that I want you to take away from the effect size is the 0.5 essentially is the difference between the means of Asian Americans and European Americans. And it's roughly half a standard deviation. So across all of these studies, they're about half a standard deviation higher. European Americans and Asian Americans are lower. And this is not just for one study or one group of people. This is across the number of studies that they've looked at over the years that Asian Americans are consistently lower.
Okay, so Asian Americans have a statistically significant lower level of life satisfaction than European Americans. This was across a meta-analytic study of life satisfaction of Asian Americans. What are some things that we can take away from the study?
That's a great question, Sharon. I think there are a few different implications that could come from the study. One being this idea of the model minority myth, that there is this strong perception and prejudice that Asian Americans live this glorified life, that they live this fairy tale life. And what this study is showing is like, no, it's really not. Even if it's aside from income, even if it's aside from material possessions, comfort in life, there is just this general level of lower life satisfaction that we see within the majority culture. And I think that's an important say too, is like these preconceived notions that we have of Asian Americans may not be true. And the data is pointing to that idea that, hey, Asian Americans are consistently lower than European Americans in this country. I think another implication from this study that really captured my attention, and you brought some attention to it a moment ago, is that culture and what cultural influences a person has is so important and can be more important than where they're living, their own geography. And it's not just that you have a certain culture, but that culture, which culture you have, and then which cultures are around you and how those interact with one another, I think provide a good view into life satisfaction as well. This is not to say that Asian Americans are all very unhappy with their lives and that their lives are awful. That's not what this study is saying. It's saying that they are, for the most part, just slightly satisfied with their life overall, but it's not quite as happy as the averages that we're seeing and the numbers that we're seeing with the majority culture that exists within the US. And so it's a question of how are we navigating these things? And with this study being a 2023 study, this is not a study from 30, 40 years ago, also shows the importance of how life satisfaction isn't really changing from what we would think. So even if we have access to internet, even though we have access to culture, even though we have access to the language, this isn't just looking at first generation Korean Americans or Asian Americans. This is looking at Asian Americans up to this point. And so to see that even they are having trouble with some of the life satisfaction, I think demonstrates that there are some aspects of their culture that they're still carrying with them that may be contributing to a lower life satisfaction.
I think that was my biggest takeaway as well, that culture and not where you live has a stronger impact on your happiness. After reading the paper, I was thinking about, okay, what kind of family culture do I want to create then? What kind of culture should I pass down? Is it just literally just what I've seen from my parents? But so that I think that's really important for us to think about is, what kind of culture am I living in? Am I creating for myself and my family? And then what kind of culture do I want to create so that we can be happier, we can have a better well-being?
And that's such a big question that you asked there. I mean, isn't that the question that a lot of parents are thinking to themselves when they think about how to raise their kids? What do I want to pass down to my child? What cultural aspects of me do I want my child to have? And then with a study like this, it can be kind of alarming. It's like, oh my gosh, if I pass down too much of my Asian self to my kid, they're going to be so unsatisfied with their life. It's like, no, let's stop that. I'm going to stop that right here, right now. That is not the case. I think it's super important to pass down aspects of one's culture to your children, to the subsequent generations, and pass down what you can. I think what's important here is to think about what aspects or stressors are created. Like, I think back to some of the fights I had with my parents, and I realized that it wasn't just a fight between me and my mother. It was this contrast or difference in culture that I was experienced, but we couldn't articulate it. And so was it that important that it needed to be done one way or the other? Probably not, but it's something to be cognizant of, something that you want to be aware of as you're moving forward with things. So please pass down your cultural values to your children, and then just be cognizant of how you see conflict arising within your kids. What sort of things are areas of tension? What sort of things do they seem to have trouble understanding? What are some things that you are having trouble understanding about your children as well?
So next time I meet a person, instead of throwing that random question that everyone just says, nobody expects an answer to, how are you? I might just ask, hey, are you satisfied with your life? Why? How so? Tell me about it.
Everyone, please avoid Sharon for coffee. Unless you want to be asked some hard questions. Well, it was great chatting with all of you today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We will be back next time with our next article.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed our episode, please subscribe to our podcast and check out more at mustardseedgeneration.org
and samuelykim.com. To keep these episodes coming, rate and share on wherever you listen to this podcast.